right. Well, thank you for joining me. So I have one very big question for you.
Okay, give it to me.
What was your biggest and most favorite fan moment ever?
Gosh, you know, I don't know. I've been in the business a long time, so I don't know that I could pick one. That'd be maybe better asked to the fan, because that's whatever their moment is my moment. I try and make every one of them that, because they'll tell you a story, they got a story, or they'll tell you when their grandmother saw you. So I don't know. You know, there've been some great moments where we've gone and a couple of different folks and gone and got to see somebody right before they died. They've been a big fan a long time, and those are always good. But I try and make each, as corny as it sounds, I try and make each moment all about the person that's on the receiving end.
Right.
So I've had a whole bunch of them.
I bet. And so you've been in the industry for a while. And
yeah.
What has, you know, watching it kind of change and everything, what has been what's your most favorite thing about that, watching the industry kind
Well,
of
you know, I'm glad that it changed a little bit in the 90s, because that allowed some of us 90s acts to come in and stir things up. I'm sure the Waylands and the Willies and the Charlie Prides and those guys are probably thinking, oh man, is this what country music has come to? because I know that's how 90s acts feel like now. Oh man, is this what country music's come to? But you know, the good thing is to just kind of go with it. And I know how hard it is to make it in this business. So if someone's being successful in the music business, it doesn't matter to me what kind of music they're making, because I know how hard they had to work to get there, and they deserve to get there. So,
right.
So I'm an old dog. You know, the old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can teach them new tricks, but the old dog's going to want to learn. That's the toughest part. We don't want to learn sometimes.
What's your biggest piece of advice you could give?
Just stay after it. I say stay after. That's what I did. Eventually, we made out and ended up doing okay. But I was almost 35 years old before I had a hit. I wouldn't recommend that to anybody, especially these young kids like yourself. Yeah, because some of them are 17, 18, 20, 22 that are asking, you know, what's your best advice? And I said, well, don't go the way I went, because you don't want to be in another 10 years, because you'll become so discouraged.
Right.
But I always tell younger people, I always tell them, put a realistic goal on it, and kind of set a goal that if you're not by a certain age, then you may realistically want to start looking at doing something else. You can still do it on the weekends, still do it for fun.
Right.
But quit thinking about it as a career. What I'd say.
Okay, awesome. And so I know you're a fun concert. My family went and saw you. I think they saw you in like 95 or 96 in Reno with Colin Ray at the Alamo.
That's
crazy. Why do you always have so much fun on stage? You know, some people, they kind of just go up there and sing, but you are a blast.
The reason we do this is because we are there to entertain people. That is our mindset. That's my mindset. And whatever it takes to entertain those people is what we're going to do. But the real artist, the writers and the songwriters and that are more deep into their music and stuff, they're not there to entertain. They're there to do their music.
Right.
And hopefully they'll get a round of applause and people will like it. But we're not. We're going to do some of our music. We're not going to do Bruno Mars or Earth, Wind & Fire or anything.
Ooh.
Yeah, just to, because we're there to entertain you. That's where I make my living.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I cannot wait to catch your set here in a couple hours. And
I hope you catch it.
Yes. And 5:10. Hopefully you don't miss melt.
It. Oh, it'll be. I'll be all right.